We are discussing how to receive your healing by standing on the Word of God. My name is Amy, and I'm so glad to be back with you today for Lesson 2, Speak Your Healing. This lesson is critical to achieving what you're aiming for and what God wants you to have, which is total and complete healing and wholeness in your body. But just because God wants you to have it doesn't mean you are in a position to receive it. In our last lesson, we talked about how God's will for you is healing. We learned that Jesus bore our sicknesses on the cross in the same way he took our sins. That means sin and sickness can no longer rule over you as a believer unless you allow it. The only record of anything hindering Jesus from accomplishing the will of God in the lives of people occurred at Nazareth. Mark 6 tells us that people are not healed because of their unbelief. It's a spiritual fact that doubt will rob you of God's blessings. Unbelief will leave you sick. If you want to take hold of your healing, you need to make a decision today to stop feeding your spirit doubt or unbelief. This could be your only doubt-filled words, or maybe the endless commercials for prescriptions that magnify sickness and disease. It can even be the people you spend time with. Stop the flow of negativity in your life and increase your time in the Word. Feed on the promises of God, and soon you will turn doubt and unbelief into faith. And faith is exactly the thing you need to receive your healing. Healing always comes to the same people. It comes to those who believe that Jesus was crucified and raised from the dead to purchase their healing. It comes to those who will open their mouths in faith and say, "I receive it. I'm healed." It comes to those who won't cave at the first sight of symptoms and won't tolerate Satan's attacks on their lives. It isn't easy, and you have to stand for it, but it's a fight you can win. So today, we're going to talk about how you can fight. Your number one weapon, your words. If you're like most people, you were raised to speak sickness and disease. Words like, "Well, it's flu season and everyone is getting it," or, "I get a cold and lose my voice every year." You'll even see people who aren't even sick stocking up on cold medicine at the store, planning ahead to get sick. What most believers don't know is how powerful their words really are. But Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue can bring death or life. I choose life. I hope you will too." In Mark 11:22-25, Jesus tells us that we can have the things we say. He says, "You can pray for anything, and if you believe that you receive it, it will be yours." Every word that you speak from your heart brings results, good or bad. You can't speak victory one minute and defeat another. Consistency is the key. Let's listen in as Gloria Copeland shares more.
And here's what you've got to do to walk by faith and have everything working for you. This is the most difficult part. Jesus did all the hard part, but it's our part. This is the most difficult. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. First sign of the pain, don't go say, "I'm sick." If you have to call into work, say, "I'm not coming in today." Or say something. Don't say, "I'm sick." Don't go tell your husband or wife you're sick. You don't need sympathy. Sympathy won't help you. No, don't do it. If you have to use those terms, for some reason you've got a disease and you have to be, tell somebody, you know, your wife or whatever, you've got to tell them what the doctor said. Say this. Say what the doctor said. "I've been diagnosed with this, but I don't receive that. I believe I'm healed. My Bible diagnosis is that Jesus himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases." Hallelujah. You can say, "I've been diagnosed," if you have to say something to somebody. But make your words in situations like that. Ask the Lord to give you words that don't work against you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, I've been diagnosed with this, but I say, and Jesus says, the Bible says, the Father says, and hopefully your spouse says, "I'm healed." Amen. Say, "Well, I just don't think we need to be that way and be so particular." Well, just go on and believe the doctor and say, "I'm sick." You'll probably get to heaven before the rest of us do. I believe the word. I'm determined to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm determined to say right, obey God, do right. When I miss it, I repent and I get right. Right, right, right. Glory to God. Amen.
So you can see how important our words really are. But for many of us, the words we speak are a result of what we hear growing up and the influences around us. It takes time to retain our hearts and minds to speak only in agreement with God's word. So, how can you retrain your heart and mind? Start by spending time studying the scriptures pertaining to healing. This will help you build an inner picture of healing in your spirit. Now, you might already be familiar with these scriptures, but there is a difference between head knowledge and heart knowledge. To put your faith into action, you need more than head knowledge or a mental decision to do so. You need heart knowledge, which is a personal revelation of the scripture. Revelation tells us Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. His word carries absolute and final authority in every area. When you have revelation, it's time to start speaking. When you make a decision to speak your healing, it's important that you speak the word only over your situation and don't speak anything that goes against what God says. Tame your tongue and speak only God's word. That's what Gloria Copeland's friend Dodie Osteen did. Many years ago, Dodie was diagnosed with terminal cancer and given only a short time to live. Since the doctors had no cure, she went home from the hospital, put together a list of healing scriptures, and started speaking them out loud twice a day. At the time, I'm sure there were some people who, because of their religious traditions, expected her to die quickly. But she had gotten rid of those traditions herself, so she surprised them. She kept living and living and living, and after a while, the doctors verified it. Every trace of cancer was gone. Today, Dodie Osteen is in her 80s, and she looks beautiful. She's healed and happy and going strong. She is living proof of the wonderful things that happen when you speak the word in faith. Included below, in the downloads for today's lesson, you'll find a copy of the scriptures Dodie Osteen spoke over herself every day. If you need healing, print these out and begin speaking them today. Get into the word. Read it, believe it, confess it. Let it become more real to you than symptoms or doctor's reports. By his stripes, you are healed. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for paying the price for our healing. I'm so glad you joined this class today for a great time in the Word. I hope you feel challenged to make a change in what you speak. In our next lesson, we'll talk more about how to overcome anything that might be blocking your healing. I'll look forward to seeing you again. Until then, remember, Jesus is Lord.